Ko sababire, si baba bi re ko ma so lorun bi re
ipe
ko so baba bi re ko si baba bi re ko ma so lorun bi re
ipe
ko so baba bi re ko si baba bi re ko ma so lorun bi re
Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we are thankful that you are our King, the King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, Lord, O God, for this new day, this fresh start that you're giving to us today. For this is the day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. We thank you, Lord, for the transformative work of grace, even your abiding grace in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all that will transpire in this day that you have called us to, this 8th day of the Feast of Tabernacles, this solemn assembly, this time of renewal, this time of restarts, this time of revival, this time of restoration, this time, O God, of revelation of your glory. Thank you, Father, for it. And thank you, Lord, our lives will never be the same. Your people will never be ashamed. Blessed be your holy name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you took the time to give your time, your precious time, to the Lord tonight. I am not negligent in knowing how important this day and your presence this day is in this gathering. Today is Thanksgiving. It reminds me of the time the Lord asked me to go to the Philippines and to minister there. And I said, "Lord, it's my birthday." And he said, "Why were you born?" That shut my mouth real quick. Well, it's Thanksgiving. So, it's Thanksgiving. It's time to give God thanks. Amen. And so we thank God for his grace and for his mercy. And today, it's going to be a double header. I'm going to be speaking for maybe about 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm going to turn it over to this son that is going to speak to us also tonight. And I'm going to let him continue ministering through us by the power of the Spirit of the living God. I know I said I'm going to be speaking for 10 minutes. Don't hold me too fastly to that. I'll do my best. Anyhow, I gave you a date, a fast date, last Sunday morning. I said to you at that time, Sunday morning, that you should mark out certain days, the 14th through the 17th. You remember that? Well, cancel that and bring it 1 week up. And now it's going to be the 7th to the 9th. Amen? So it's closer than it was, but not as close as we thought it was going to be, because we're thinking it was going to happen sometime this October, but it moved to November. And it's a good thing that it moved, because I was committed to be speaking on one of the days of that gathering in the morning somewhere else, and somewhere else in the evening. I'm saying, "Lord, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this?" And by the end of the service last night, I got a notification. It says, "I think this is going to be better." I said, "Thank you, Lord, you answered. You addressed this situation." So I am free, and God is sufficient for us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, in the book of 1 Samuel, the 2nd chapter, Hannah is testifying about the goodness of God. She'd been barren for the longest time, And she'd made a trade, a deal with God. She'd talked to God, and basically the deal was, God, Hophni and Phinehas, I mess up. They cannot represent you after Eli. You need a prophet, and I need a child. If you give me a child, you will have a prophet. And so God accepted that deal and gave a son. And the name of that son was Samuel. The best way I can put it to you, because the name Samuel means his name is El. His name is God. Hallelujah. So the best way I can put it to you is that it's similar to the story of Sarah and Isaac. God said, I am going to come and visit you. And God became Isaac because her situation, Sarah's situation, was beyond repair. When you face an impossibility, God answer that you need. So God, in a sense, became like Samuel, coming forth through Hannah. And Hannah is glorifying God and testifying of the goodness of God. And I'll come back to this passage because I want to land on verse 8 of this passage. But before I get there, I want to take us back to something we're talking about Sunday morning. We talked about the deliverance of the man that was demonized, Legion, with an unclean spirit. But as Jesus asked him his name, he said, my name is Legion, for we are many, and became many at that particular point. Remember this? Now, from that passage of Scripture, as you continue in the passage, you come across the story of a man called Jairus. And Jairus is a chief of the synagogue. And the daughter was dying. The daughter was 12 years old. But as he was coming with Jesus, as he came to Jesus and asked Jesus for his help, Jesus said, I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to come and I'm going to heal her. But while they are going, somebody cut the line. It was a woman with the issue of blood. She had been suffering for 12 years also. She's been bleeding for 12 years. The young girl is 12 years old. Her problem was 12 years old. And she cut in and said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be well. So the Bible tells us that there were people that thronged Jesus. This was more delay. People were thronging. The word is the word scintillable. They were pushing at him. But this woman said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be well. So she approached, even though legally, religiously, she was not permitted. Just like the lepers were not permitted to hang around anybody. The Bible says she pushed and she got to where Jesus was and touched the garment. Now, this word here is the word haptomai. Haptomai means that she grabbed on the garment of Jesus, and it will mean, by the meaning of that word, that she held on to it. She just fixed her hand on it. But in reality, in the natural, she just touched it. But her faith that touched did not let go. Are you with me? And I'm saying to you today that as you touch the Lord, don't let go. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, Who touched me? Who haptomai me? And the disciples said, what are you talking about? There are people thronging you, pushing on you, and you're saying somebody's holding on to you? Is something wrong with you, man? He said, no, somebody touched me. Somebody is attached to me, and virtue has left me to that person. Notice there were all kinds of people touching Jesus, but nothing left Jesus. Nothing. Power did not flow out of him because people were touching him. And because you are seated here does not mean that the power of God is going to touch you. It's only going to touch you because you hold on by faith and you are attached and you say, God, you and I today. My life changes today. Nothing is going to happen anywhere else without me being part of it today. Is anyone joining me in that venture? Praise the Lord. God, you got to do something in my life today. I am going to be transformed today. I'm going to be healed today. My marriage is going to be restored today. My financial situation is going to be restored today. My life is going to change in every area today. I'm holding on to you. Man may not see me holding on to you, but you know I'm holding on to you. I am haptomai. Somebody shout hallelujah. I am not the bunch of people thronging. I am that one who is getting something today. Virtue has to flow from you to me today. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus asked, who's touched me? And the woman finally came up and says, I did. I'm the one who touched you. I'm the one holding on to you. And the response of Jesus is, daughter, thy faith, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. And be whole of thy plague. This plague belonged to you, but today you are free from it. It doesn't matter how it came about, but today you are separated from it, and you are every whit whole. And just then, remember Jairus had asked Jesus. His servants came to him and said, Don't disturb the master. Your daughter is dead. Your problem is beyond fixing now. And when Jesus heard those statements, Jesus in verse 36 responds right away. Because there are times when something happens that says to you, you cannot make it anymore. It is too late. The scrambled eggs have been scrambled and it's no longer going into the eggshell. It's too late. Jesus responds and says to the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, be not afraid. Only believe. Don't be afraid. Only believe. And the next thing he does, Bible says, he suffered no man to follow him. He didn't allow anybody else to follow him. All these people that were thronging him, he says, okay, you guys, hush, stop. That's it. There's a time that you have to cut off the masses. You have to cut off whoever it is that's in. All around you, all around the Lord, you're not coming. Because where he's going to, unbelief cannot go there. And you have to separate yourself from every form of unbelief when you want to do or see a miracle come to pass or you want to be part of a miracle. My prayer today is that the Lord Jesus Christ will intervene for every one of us and stop whoever it is that is in our company that is about to bring unbelief in the pathway of the miracle that God has ordained for you and I. Let God separate you and I from every unbelieving spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. He stopped everybody, even his disciples. He only allowed three people, Peter, James, and John. Who are these? These are those who were true partners, koinonia partners. These are the three amigos that even the Lord Jesus could not separate. Because when Jesus called Peter in Luke chapter 5, James and John says, "You call our brother, our friend? We come in too." Jesus didn't invite James and John. They invited themselves because of Peter. Hallelujah. You need those kind of people who are dogged. They have a relationship with you and are not going to let you go by yourself. They are going to stand with you. They're going to defend you. They're going to move with you and be part of your support system. May God bring you and I those kind of people today for the miracle that He's about to reveal in your life and in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says He came to the house of the real ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult, the confusion. He saw them that wept and those that wailed greatly. What does He do? He says, "And when He was come in, He said unto them, Why make ye this ado? Why are you making so much noise, weeping and wailing? The damsel is not dead. She just sleeps." Did Jesus not know that this child was dead? No, He reduced the problem from the place of impossibility to a place of manageability. Amen? It's easier to believe that the child is sleeping. That doesn't need much faith. It's just normal. And that's where God brings you and I, to bring that difficult problem to a sizable bite. Amen? That's no problem. You have a 10 million problem, you say, it's no problem. It's just like $2. I got $2. That's what Jesus just did. He reduced our big problem to a small problem. And He's teaching us to do the same. Number one, just believe. Number two, don't allow unbelief to come along with you. Number three, poo-poo the nonsense. Say, "What are you guys making noise about? There's no problem here. The child is sleeping." And the people, watch this. These are the people that were weeping and wailing. And what are they doing now? They laughed Him to scorn. They started laughing. How do you switch from weeping and to look at him. But watch this. But when He had put them all out, He looked for all of those laughers, those scorners, and got rid of them. May God help us get rid of scorners. They are an impediment to your miracle. Send them all out. Hallelujah. And then He says, He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel. May God take you to the place of the miracle. He says, "And them that were with Him," that is Peter, James, and John, "and entered in where the damsel was lying, where she laid. And He took her by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi." Someone say, "Talitha kumi." Which has been interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee," what? "Arise." What did God tell us was going to happen to us this month? What is the fruit that we eat Him from? What? Yes, He's going to raise us up. And we're going to rise, and he's going to raise us up. And that means what? Victory. Amen? God has not forgotten. He's raising us up. He comes and he takes her by the hand and says, arise. He didn't say, you spirit of death, I rebuke you. No, no, no. He already said it was sleep. So he says, arise. And God is reducing your big problem that's so big, that is so challenging. And he's saying, it is so small. It's time for you to rise. Somebody say, I am rising now. Praise the Lord. I'm awakened from sleep. Hallelujah. I'm not dead, I'm alive. Praise the Lord. The Bible says the damsel arose and walked. May you and I walk in the victory that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. I don't care how bad that marriage situation is. God is saying, arise. I don't care how the financial problem is. He's saying, arise. And that brings me to 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 8. And I'm going to hand the baton over to this son of ours to run on and take us to the next place. Hannah is crying out to the Lord. And as she's praying, she comes to verse 8, talking about God. He says, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. God is in the business of raising us up out of the dust, and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. The beggar pulls him from the dunghill. And the word of God says, for a reason. The reason he raised up the poor from the dust, the reason he lifted up the beggar from the dunghill, is so that he could set them among princes. God is changing your status and my status tonight. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say status change. Amen. I say status, you say status. Any which way, it's the same thing. Glory be to God. It is upward mobility, taking you from poverty, taking you out of the, excuse the word, dunghill means shithole. That's what it means. Hallelujah. And it puts you amongst princes. Why? And to make them inherit the throne of glory. Praise the Lord. When we talk about this Feast of Tabernacle, it's about the glory of God being restored. God is bringing us to the place where we inherit the throne of glory. It says, for he God, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. Just as the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It says the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. And he had set the world upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of time, I'm not going to delve into that last segment today. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he had set the world upon them. What is he saying? Tune in next time and you'll find out. Amen? You miss this service, you miss out. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord for his goodness towards us. Amen. Well, at this time, I want to introduce this dear son once again tonight. If you can put him up. Do you have... Do you have him on? Oh, there he is. All right. Well, he's my surprise guest for tonight, Pastor Paul. Amen. I'm going to let him continue ministering to us and just take us through. And at the end of this gathering tonight, we're going to share in communion together. I know God has so much for us. There is a status change and elevation. God is calling you and I to rise. Amen? Mm. And if you are not able to rise, he will raise you up. And your ankle bones will be strengthened. And you will walk and you will leap and praise the Lord. Praise God. All right. Well, Prophet, I turn it over to you. Take it.
Amen. And what a mighty good day that God has made, the end of that prophetic timing in Canada. And the Bible says the end of a matter is better than the beginning. We thank God for his absolute grace and his mercy, and his name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I want to say wonderful.
Turn me on, please. Your sound, your audio is not coming out clear. Is your internet working well?
Yeah, I think so. What about now? We're good?
Yeah. Okay.
We okay now?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Okay, go ahead.
Go on. Hallelujah. Thank you once again, Papa Zeno and Mama Zeno. God bless you for the privilege again to be before your exalted altar. We thank God for that opportunity. The Lord continue to bless you and strengthen you. It's been 1 week long journey for what God is already doing. And I trust God that this end of a matter will be complete. We thank God for the word of God. I'm going to pick it up from where you stopped on God picking us off from the dunghill, and his name alone be glorified. And before I shoot on, I want to announce again that we'll be having a great time on the 7th all the way to 9th November. Please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a neighbor to tell a colleague and to tell an enemy. That service is going to be awesome. We are trusting God for an outpouring that will go beyond human ability. So invite your friends and enemies to be in the service in the name of Jesus. Looking forward for mighty things that God will do in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless you. Thank you one more time again, Papa Zeno. God bless you. I want to continue from where he stopped on God lifting us up. You know, we are in the season of abiding grace, and we spoke about grace the last time. And it's, in summary, God giving you what we don't deserve. Whatever way you want to look at it, you can never, never fulfill destiny by human strength. No destiny in this life, either in secular world or in the spiritual world, that is fulfilled without the function of God's grace. And we looked at the grace last time, and we saw what grace means, and we looked at the abiding grace. But one of the most potent virtues of grace is that when you abide, it produces favor. I mean, produces fruitfulness. Second thing I want to talk about that abiding grace is the favor of God. The favor of God in his capacity gives us an insight to make you know that a man can never become what God has destined him or her to become without his favor. But you need to know that it doesn't matter the age you are in. Favor is still available. You can still become what God has destined you to be. Sarah was 90 years old when the grace of God found her, and she fulfilled that destiny. So every one of you, as long as you are still standing, as long as you still have breath in your lungs, there is the assignment, the grace of God that is available for you. And that is what we want to talk about today. And this favor of God gives you the leverage to become what he has destined you. What is favor? I believe it is that will that carries you from where you are to where you should be. Every journey in life must be willed by favor. There is no greatness that is fulfilled without the help of favor. I don't care how gifted you are. Without favor, the giftings become frustrated. I don't care how intelligent you can be. Without favor, that intelligence becomes a burden. So favor becomes the backings to fulfill destiny. No man, especially in the word of God from Genesis all through the Revelation, that did not fulfill their destiny without that favor. So this is what I want to show you today about the favor of God. The favor of God is the seal of redemption on a believer. The favor of God is a fragrance of heaven upon a man against earthly understanding. When this fragrance of grace rests upon you, you become attractive even to an enemy. When the favor of God is upon your life, even your enemy will be at peace with you. There is nothing a man needs to succeed in this life without God's favor. You need that favor to accomplish visions, goals, accomplish tasks. Because without favor, life will be difficult to accomplish. Why am I saying this? Because that is what we are going to pray as we come to the end of this Feast of Tabernacles. Because one of the potent reasons for the Feast of Tabernacles is that God dwells among us. So you can't say you carry God and suffer Satan's punishment. You can't say you carry God and begin to struggle. You can't say you carry God and the circumstances around you begin to resist who you are. So I want to say tonight that we are going to ask God for that favor to be released. One thing you need to know is that favor can be obtained. Favor can be received. Favor is contagious. Favor is an influence that can be given. You can take it. You can have it. And I want to say to you today that that grace of God is going to manifest. The reason why I'm saying this is because there are many of you that you are not where God wants you to be. And it's not because favor is not available, but whatever is interfering with that favor of God, the power of God is going to remove it. The yoke and the embargo will be broken completely in the name of Jesus Christ. So let's look at favor. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, I want to pick it up from where you start, because you said that God will lift you up from the dunghill and set you among princes. God lifting you up from the dunghill and put you among princes. Not God setting you up, lifting you up from the dunghill and pouring oil on you. No, he set you among who is ahead of you. He says he will set you up and put you among who is ahead. So a beggar, a poor person in the dunghill or a beggar in the dunghill, he says he will set them before princes. Means there is a network. There's an environment. There is a system of possibilities that God will bring you out of that dunghill and set you. The dunghill is a system of failure. The dust is the system of failure. Dust, dunghill represent the system of failure, the defeat of humanity. And God says he will lift you up and put you among those that have overcome it. Put you among princes. So in other words, favor, if it's resting on you, men will respond to you. men will go out of their way to begin to give to you. When you are favored, supernaturally doors will be opened, because whatever you're looking for on earth is in the hand of a man. Because God has released all things. So you need favor to receive. You need favor to accomplish tasks. You need favor to become what your destiny is demanding for you. So you need that favor of God. And we are going to pray in a little moment. But if I can give you an understanding that this is what is required in the journey of life, then you will begin to pray that, God, I need this favor. My children need this favor. My grandchildren need this favor. My great-grandchildren need this favor. I need this favor in my job, my career, my business. I need this favor in my marriage. I need this favor in my life. Because when a man lacks favor, he will suffer the wickedness of people. Because naturally, men are stingy. Naturally, men are greedy. Naturally, no man wants to do anything for his fellow human being. But it takes favor to put men under pressure to do for you what you can't do for yourself. So that favor is what is required. Because we are right now at the end of this prophetic season of God's calendar. What you need to experience now is the favor of God to be lifted from the dunghill. In that same 2 Samuel chapter 2, the Bible says, verse 26, this was Samuel right now, anointed by God, called by God. God single-handedly called him. Samuel was born from the womb of delay. Samuel was prophetically a prophetic replacement of Eli. He was ordained from the womb. His calling was defined. But the Bible says something in verse 26. And the child Samuel grew. The child Samuel grew and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. He was in favor both with the Lord and with men. I thought that since he was anointed by God, he doesn't need favor. I thought since he was unpicked by God from the womb of delay, he doesn't need favor. But you see, even though he had favor with God, he also need favor with men to make his journey easy. Because it's possible to have favor with God and men frustrated. Because man does not relate with what is on you spiritually. They relate with on you with what they see physically. So what is on you spiritually begin to enhance admiration, attraction, so that men will begin to respond to what is on you. Because I have seen gifted men suffer. I have seen gifted men not lifted. I have seen anointed people frustrated. I have seen intelligent people suffer as if they don't know anything. So that giftings of intelligence, giftings of the anointing, the giftings of your talent and your ability is a favor from God. But when there is no connection to the favor of man, that thing you carry will become a burden, will become like load on you, my God. So you need the favor of God. You also need the favor of men. And the Bible says he grew in favor. He grows in favor. So that is what I want to talk about, the levels of favor. I will speak about the levels of favor. There are four distinct levels of favor. There can be many, but I picked out four that we are going to pray about so that whatever God put inside of you become visible, become expressive. You begin to become what God has called you to be. The Bible says something in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. Very profound scripture. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4. It says, so shalt thou find favor. So shalt thou find favor. Oh my God. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man, so shall thou find, oh my God, Liprotosa, so that should thou shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in the sight of man. In the sight of God and in the sight of man, you will find favor. The Bible says also in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, this was Jesus also, that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor before God and before man. Luke 2 and verse 52. Even Jesus, we saw Samuel, and the proverb is explaining to us that there is a favor before God and before man. And it says Jesus also grew in wisdom and in stature, and he had favor before God and before man. Let me tell you, this head belongs to man. Heaven belongs to God. For you to succeed in the system of man, you need favor. For you to have advantage in the system of man, you have favor, because no man creates their system to support you. No man creates their job, their institution, the systems of the institution to favor any of their staff. So it takes favor to alter the rules of men for you to receive. When a man lacks favor, his journey in life will be delayed. When a man lacks favor, a journey of one day becomes 1 year. When a man lacks favor, what is simple for others becomes difficult for him. But when the man begins to operate in favor, even what was assigned to work against him begin to work for him. Even though you come late and show up late in the scene, they will answer you first because of favor. I feel the grace of God right now. This favor is what is needed in this end time. Because no matter how gifted, anointed you are, where you have no favor, men will deal with you. The heart of man is too wicked. My God, the Bible said the heart of man is too wicked. It takes favor to break and to melt that heart so that they will give to you what is required. Jesus Christ, even though he was the Son of God, for him to succeed in this world, he needed favor from men because they would deal with him. So God says he grew in favor, so you can grow in favor. I want to make you, challenge you today, that you are going to ask God for this favor. The difference between where you are and where you should be is the favor bridge. Once that favor rests upon you, I'm telling you, 10 years you have wasted will be restored. 20 years wasted will be restored. Why? Because favor is upon your life. One day of favor, what made a million years of labor? In Haggai 3:21, God said to the children of Israel, I will give them favor, my God. I will give them favor before the Egyptians, and they are going to plunder them. They will take from them what 430 years could not do. They were passing bondage from one generation to the other. They were passing slavery from one generation to the other, passing pain from one generation to the other. Mothers were passing pain to their daughters. Fathers were passing pain to their sons from one generation to the other because they lacked favor. But when the favor of God came, one day gave them what 430 years could not give them. My God, when the favor of God is upon your life, what you could not do for 20 years, you will begin to do in 20 days. That is the mystery of favor. He will bring people that carry your 20 years inside of them, and they will put it in your hand. That is what favor can do. Favor can release to you finances that others work for 10 years, and they give it to you in just 1 minute. I pray for someone today, by the mercy of God, may this favor fragrance rest upon you. Rest upon your business. Rest upon your career. Rest upon the ministry. Rest upon your life. Rest upon your children. Rest upon your children's children. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever any man needs in life is this favor. All through the Bible, all of the patriarchs we saw in the Bible succeeded because favor was on their life. God understood that the key to fulfilling what he placed on your life is the key of favor. Psalm 102 verse 13 said, the Lord shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. Why? For the set time to favor Zion. Yea, the set time has come. The set time has come. For the Lord shall have mercy on Zion. For the set time to favor Zion. Yea, the set time has come. I don't know what has been the pain and the burden you carry. Favor is about to change hand in the name of the living God. The Lord shall have mercy upon Zion. The Bible says in Psalm 5 and verse 12, he said, for the Lord shall bless the righteous, and with favor will he surround him as a shield. With favor will he surround him or compass him with a shield. This is a favor mystery. You need favor. I love what the scripture says somewhere, I think somewhere in Psalm 44, either verse 3 or so. He said they did not get the land by their strength. They did not get it by their intelligence or ability. My God, he said they did not possess the land by their own strength or certificate or CV. They did not get it by education. He said, for the favor of the Lord made them got what CVs cannot give them. The favor of God, oh my God, made them get what education could not give them. My God, you need favor. Thank God for your education. Thank God for your skills. Thank God for your intelligence. Thank God for your wisdom. But without favor, they become burden. Without favor, your certificate become a carton. The favor of God is what is required. He will lift you from the dunghill. It's favor. When he lifts you from the dunghill, he put you among princes where favor is guaranteed. How do I understand this? Is that you need to know that this is a requiring virtue, a required virtue in the journey of life. Favor, a life without God's favor is a life that will suffer. A life without God's favor is a life that will journey in difficulty. A life without God's favor is a life that will suffer the negativity of man. This is the favor of God I'm trying to present to you, that you can be beautiful. When favor is not on you, your beauty become like an idol. Your beauty become ugly. My God, it takes favor to have advantage. My God, you can be very hardworking, but it's possible to work hard and not see what you're working for when favor is absent. My God, this is the favor of God. I am releasing that favor right now. Oh, my God, Lipato Sandeyeka. I speak to everyone hearing the sound of my voice that whatever has resisted you before now, as we end this Feast of Tabernacle, the blessing that is coming at the end of this tabernacle prayers is the favor of God. In the name of Jesus, is the favor of God. Bible says, for you shall have good standing. Thou shalt, Proverbs 3 verse 4, so shalt thou find favor. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. Not only God alone, but man. Not only God alone, but man. Not only God alone, but man. So this is not that I am a Christian. Yes, it's a good thing. You have favor with God. But that is not enough. You are in the world of man. You need favor. You are in the world of man. You need favor. You are in the world of man. You need favor. You are in the world of man. You need favor. You are in the world of man. You need favor. Four levels of favor. Let's look at the levels of favor. Number one is called what I call the well-favored. The well-favored. There are four, there might be many of them, but I pick four. Number one level is called the level of the well-favored. The Bible speaks about Joseph in Genesis chapter 39, verse 6. What does this well-favored do? This well-favored brings you into a place of inheritance that you did not labor for. It brings you into, the Bible says, the Lord says, you will have well you did not dig. You will live in houses you did not build. In other words, there's a well that you are well-favored, that things are given to you without struggle. I said to people, and I'm going to say it now, that if everything you have in this life, you sweat for it, you are cursed. If everything you have in life is what you work for, you are cursed. Because there are some things you should have without labor. There are some things that should come to you because you are well-favored. A well-favored person receives without asking. A well-favored person receives without asking. Oh my God, I feel the grace of God. Joseph, even though he was in the house of Potiphar, the Bible says God gave him the favor. Genesis 39, verse 6. Joseph inherited. God, there was a wealth transfer into his hand. My God, because in the journey of life, if you say you want to sweat to achieve every step, then your journey will be late. There are some things that need to be given to you to hasten your step and your hasten your journey into destiny. And many of you hearing the sound of my voice, you might be running behind your timetable in life. You might be behind the schedules of your life. You are not where you should have been. You don't need education to reach there. You don't need intelligence to reach there. Even though all of those things are good and I encourage you to be part of, you need to be well favored to catch up, to close up those times. That was Lord Joel 2:25. He says, I will restore the years. The cankerworm, the palmworm, the locusts have eaten. How will God restore what all those years they have eaten? By making you meet favored people. People that have those years in their life. There's one man you will meet. There's one woman you will meet. And that one woman have 10 years of your delay inside of them. Meeting them, you have catch up all the years. I pray for the power of God to be released upon everyone under the sound of my voice. That you are well favored. Receive that grace of well favored, where things are given to you that your natural strength cannot give you, that your balance of your bank account cannot give you. Some of you are having so much debt on your life. You have so much credit. Your credit is not good at all. You don't know how to come out of this situation. Debt are hanging on your neck, and you are wondering, is it possible in this world? I am showing you now it's possible that debt can be canceled. My God, properties can be given to you. My God, people can take you to doors that your hand cannot open and is open for you, and you catch up 20 years of your delay. Receive that world favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two kind of favor, so that we begin to pray somewhere, is what I call the highly favored. The highly favored. Luke 1:28. This kind of favor is what single you out among many. Oh, shaka pada protokosha. This kind of favor single you out among many. Others can be competing so hard, but it single you out. This is the kind of favor that Esther experienced in Esther chapter 3. The Bible says Esther, three things was against Esther. I want to explain to you. Three things was against Esther. Number one, Esther was an orphan, no father, no mother. Number two, Esther was a slave. She was a maid and house girl. Number three, she was in a foreign land. These three things, how can this? You're an orphan, you're a maid, you're in a foreign land, and you are contesting for one of the highest positions in a land where it was not your birthplace. It was not, your parents don't live there. You don't have connection. You are just a slave girl. My God, how possible can that be? You are competing. Scholars say there were 6,000 virgins. How can you compete with 6,000 people that have all it takes? Their parents were nobles. Their parents were princes. Their parents were rich. My God, they came from a very good pedigree and good home. And you are just one random girl. What kind of ambition is that? My God, people will say you are too ambitious. They will discourage you. But you know what? When you are operating in a high favor, it does not matter your background. It will give you a front ground. My God, when God highly, he said he highly favored. In Luke chapter 1:28, the angel came to her and said, hey, Mary, you are blessed and highly favored. You are blessed and highly favored. This is the kind of favor that single you out in that office. It's the kind of favor that single you out in the marketplace. And the angel came unto her and said, hey, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. You are highly favored. My God, even though you are a virgin, That is a good qualification. But you are highly favored because that qualification, there are other ones like you, but you were single heart. I pray for two people hearing the sound of my voice. And I declare, may God single you out among many. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God single you out for that business. You have a business, you have a product, you have a contract, and you are competing with so many people, and it looks as if you don't have the advantage. This highly favor will come upon you. My God, the high favor of God will give you advantage. My God, lipata so prendia, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will bring you to a place of separation that you are highly favored. In the name of Jesus Christ, I feel the grace of high favor. Thank you, Father. Number three kind of favor that we are going to look at again is what I call the greatly favored. The greatly favored. 1 Kings 11:19. This kind of favor is the favor that brings you before greatness. Hey, great favor makes great people. Great favor brings you before great men. My God, they are people. You stand before them, oh my God, and your vision suddenly changed for the better. There are people, these are great people that provoke great things. There are people you stand before, my God, this kind of favor brings you before great people. That even when you open your CV, my God, they take you, my God, from the back side to the front side. Great favor, great people. In the Bible says this king, my God, he wasn't qualified, but because of great favor, he was taken to marry the daughter of a great king. And suddenly, Kaprata Yato Shakaba, and Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him to him a wife, the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tafnis, the queen. He wasn't qualified because he stood before a great man. My God, by marriage, there was a connection. Let me quickly give you a secret. My God, I wrote a book about it, but I want to quickly give you a secret. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 27, I just want to drop the story. Jacob stole the blessings from Esau. And Esau came, you know the story, came late. And the Bible says Esau began to cry and said, my father, is there no more blessing? In verse 38 and 39. In Genesis 27, 38, and 39. These are not part of my scripture, but I want to show you something, how you can have a great favor. Oh, my God. The Bible says, and Esau said unto his father, has thou not but one blessing? My father, bless me even, bless me also. Bless me. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. The next verse, verse 39, his father responded to his weeping. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the head and the dew of heaven from above. In verse 40, he began to say, he says, and thy sword shall thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have dominion, thou shalt break his yoke off your neck. If we can have it in some translation, this particular verse, verse 40, let's stop at verse 40. But let's look at it in different verses, different translation, maybe the New King James, the Amplified, the Message translation, and maybe the New Living translation. And let us see what that scripture said, whatever translation you have. You know, I know you're not ready for it, but I just, if you can help us with translation, but if you don't have, let me know. But you know, the Message translation says that you will hit from hand to mouth, but when you can't take it anymore, you shall break its yoke from your neck. When you can't take it anymore. My God, another translation said, when you say enough is enough, you shall break its yoke off your neck. Another translation said, when you become restless, you shall break its yoke off your neck. What was his father giving him as a secret? He says, you really want to be blessed? This is the condition. This is the condition. It's okay. Okay. I just quoted some of the scriptures. Okay, thank you. This is the scripture. The Bible said that his father gave him a secret that, yes, your dwelling shall be on the fatness of the head, but the condition is when you become restless. The condition is if you can't take it anymore. And what happened? The Bible said something very profound. And this was the secret. I wrote a book on the blessings of Esau. People did not know that Jacob also had a blessing. So how did Jacob do? This is what I'm trying to make you understand about greatness. When you stand before great people and you are greatly favored attract great people to you. There are people in this world, they are controllers of systems. There are people in this world, they are controllers of resources. There are people in this world that they have all it takes. They are God in systems. They are God in the financial systems. They are God in the systems of government and politics. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. If these people do not open that door, that you will be frustrated. That is what I'm trying to say, that God needs to greatly favor you to stand before certain people and greatness is attracted to you. They don't have to be born again. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't born again. They don't have to love your God. But when you are greatly favored, whether they serve your God or they are in your religion or not, they will be bent to give you what you have desired, I mean you demanded. Thank you, Father. So the Bible says something that was very profound I saw in the scripture. It was a secret God showed me and said, God, how did Esau get this? How did he break the yoke? Because when Jacob began to return, Esau has already been a big man. He has become a nation. Even 20 years that Jacob was suffering, Esau was enlarging. Esau was growing. But I'll quickly just rush that. And probably when I come next month, we can pick some things from it if God permits us. But listen, this is what happened. Jacob, 20 years, he was struggling with Laban while Esau was enlarging. How did Esau get this one? How did he get it? Because when Jacob met Esau, because Isaac said to Esau, I have made Jacob your Lord and you shall be his servant. That is part of it. But when Jacob met Esau, Jacob called himself servant and called Esau Lord. Where did that change come from? Because Esau broke the yoke. How did Esau break the yoke? By connecting himself to greatness. Who was this great person? He went and said, I'm going to get married to my father's stepbrother's daughter. Now, if you look at Ishmael and Isaac have the same blessing. The difference between Ishmael and Isaac was that Isaac is the seed. Ishmael was not. But they have the same blessing of greatness, nations, my God, multiplications. The same seven blessings that was on Isaac was upon Ishmael. But the difference was that Isaac was the seed. So marrying the daughter of who carried the seed multiply automatically I become. By that connection, my God, this was the wisdom. What am I trying to say? That sometimes you don't have the capacity, but you are connected to who can give you a leverage. Oh my God, I feel the anointing. Who can give you the leverage and you become. So what your strength cannot do for you, by relationship and networking, my God, you are making that doors. You are forging ahead. You are having an advantage. I don't know if somebody is getting blessed today, but you see, this is what I talk about. Greatly favored. Let me move on and just finish it. You know, so number one, we saw the well favored. You receive without asking. Number two, we see the highly favored, that you are singled out for blessing. Number three, we see the greatly favored. You are attracting greatness. You stand before great people and they produce for you, give to you, may God, and things that you don't even have strength to do. You know, number four, is what I call the increasing favor. The increasing favor says one thing to have it, and there's another thing to increase it. In Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we saw that earlier. The favor increased every day. You know, the Bible says Jesus Christ increased in favor. So increasing in favor every day. With the level of favor before God and man, what does it mean to be increasing in favor? And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. What does it mean to increase in favor? It means to be, people will be adding to your life. People will be giving to you. Oh my God. People will be complimenting you. People will be talking about you in places you can't talk for yourself. People will carry your matter on their head. Increasing in favor. The level you were yesterday is not the level you are today. What men gave you yesterday, they will say, my God, this is not enough. Even when you have not exhausted it, is the favor increasing in favor? I pray for someone today that as you begin to pray in the next few minutes, may God cause you to increase in favor. Sometimes I see some believers, they have favor, but the favor they have is what has been on them for 20 years. They have not increased more than that. So they have not had anything beyond what they have because they have that favor 20 years ago. No, you have to increase in favor because as you increase in favor, you begin to have relevant tools to navigate and to journey in life. You begin to have relevant things to navigate and to journey in life. This is what it requires. By the power of the Almighty God, increasing in favor. Thank you, Father, for this favor. So when you experience the increasing in favor, seven things happens to you. Number one, let me quickly rush it. Favor, it makes it become your turn before it is your time. It makes it become your turn before your time. Two, favor makes you to achieve early in age what others achieve later in their life. Psalm 90 verse 14. Number three, favor places you on the same platform with elders, with people that are ahead of you. Favor puts you before them. That is why I'm talking about the world favor. Number four, favor makes God cross his hand to bless you. Genesis 48, 14 to 19, that the right hand of God is resting upon you, even though you are not qualified. Favor qualify you. That is when God crosses his hand to bless you and people begin to hug you. What is not fair? Yes, favor is not fair. That is the truth. Favor is not fair. God crosses his hand. I pray that somebody is expressing that. Number five, favor gives you permanently what others experience temporarily. Favor gives you permanently what others experience temporarily. This is what favor can do. Number six, favor will do for you what money cannot do for the rich. Favor will do for you what money cannot do for the rich. Number seven, favor gives you unconditional what others requires condition to get. When they give others, this is the condition to get it. But when it comes to you, your own is unconditional. Do what you like and just, you know, when your mistakes become miracle, when they are punishing others, they promote you even in your mistake. That is favor. I pray for somebody right now that you begin to receive favor. Wherever you are hearing me from, just begin to pray in the spirit if you can and begin to pray, Lord, I receive this favor. If any of the levels of favor you remember, begin to pray them into your life. That is one thing I love about prayers, that when you pray it, God answers. Begin to pray for that favor. My God, begin to pray for that favor. Open your mouth and pray. Wherever you are hearing me from, wherever you are declaring from, begin to pray, my God, begin to ask the Lord, Father, I need this favor. Give me this favor. Give me this favor. Maybe it's the world favor, maybe highly favor, maybe greatly favor. Maybe increasing in favor or all of the favor you need them. Lord, begin to pray. I love prayers because the Bible says in 1 John 5, 14, it said, this is the confidence we have that whatever we ask according to his will, he hears. Is the confidence we have. And verse 15 said, if we know he hears us, we can ask him anything. My God, he said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door will be open. That is where I love about prayer. Luke 18 verse 1 says, oh my God, to this end, he made a parable to this end that men always ought to pray and not to faint. Pray for this favor right now. Begin to tell God, I receive this favor. I have given you four levels of favor and the product of favor. Begin to pray this favor in your life. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. The Bible says in Isaiah 65 and 24, before you pray, he has answered you. While you are yet praying, he has heard and is doing it. God answers prayer. Begin to pray. Merciful God, ask the Lord favor. I pray for favor. Jesus Christ increases in favor. There is no man on earth that does not need favor to journey in their life. You need favor in your business, in your career. You need favor before your boss and your subordinate. You need favor in the marketplace. You need favor in your house. You need favor in your office. You need favor around your environment. You need favor. by the power of the Almighty God. Mashkata yandoroski pradaviria. Rupesika prendeva la paratoskita. Come on, pray to God. He said, call upon me and I will answer. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. And I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. My God, pray to God. Open your mouth and ask God for favor. Don't be satisfied with what you have. Don't be satisfied with God wants to bless you beyond the system of man, but the favor of God. It is favor that can give you those documents. It is favor that can give you those status you're looking for. It is favor that can cancel the delay that you've been experiencing and you can't explain why. It is favor. It is favor that can bring you out of the place of struggle into the place of peace. It is favor of God. We declare that favor right now. As someone, I'm declaring right now that this favor of God will begin to multiply, not just for you, but for your children, because your children need this favor to access certain systems. Oh my God. And it looks as if they've been delayed. I pray for that favor. Favor for that scholarship. Oh my God. Favor for that scholarship. Marisco Patayanda Boska. Favor for that scholarship. Favor for that matter right now. Begin to pray. Ask God for favor. Whatever your prayer requests are, bring them before God now and begin to command. Lord, let your favor rest upon my prayer request. Let your favor rest upon my son, my daughter, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, grandchildren. Let your favor rest upon their career. Whatever has resisted them for a long time, break in the name of Jesus. The favor of God, the favor of God. Liparoske pandayada. Hey, the Bible says, and God gave Joseph favor and he prospered. So in other words, when you carry this favor, location does not determine how far you can go. Joseph was in the prison and he prospered because God gave him favor. I wonder what he was selling in prison that he prospered. The Bible says he prospered in prison. So in other words, it is not the location. He prospered. I don't want you to believe the opinions of people or what the government has placed on you. You know, many of you might be listening to me in different nations, and there's a system that controls how far you can go. Maybe the government has put a system. Let me tell you, no system of man was placed to favor you. No system in that office was placed to favor you. No system in the marketplace was placed to favor you. It takes favor to make you rise and make you a wonder. And make you wonder. And this is the time. And I believe by the power of the Almighty God. My God, the system of the prison was not meant to help the inmate. They were in prison to be punished. That is it. The prison is a system of punishment. But Joseph prospered. Ish. My God, I wish I can break this. Joseph prospered in a system that was created to punish those inside of there. But he prospered in a place that's supposed to be working against him. Why? Because he was favored. It's possible. It's possible to break through in that nation. It's possible to rise to the highest point when the favor of God is upon your life in the name of the living God. As I round up, I want you to put your right hand on your head and you are going to pray for another 60 seconds. And you will pray from your heart, Lord, favor me. Favor me. Psalm 44:3, we saw, he said they did not get the possession by their strength. It was the favor of God that got it from them. It was the favor of God that got it from them. My God, you can't get that property by your strength. How much do you want to work? Is it 3 jobs, 4 jobs you want to work? Is it credit you want to get? No, there is a favor. There is a favor of God that can give it to you. There is a favor of God that can make it happen. My God, you can live debt free. By the power of God, you can have that car free of charge. You can live in that house without any debt on it. It can be debt free. Your car can be debt free. Your house can be debt free. Your education can be a miracle. Be favor of God. My God, I wish I can put it in your spirit to make you know that whatever you need now is the favor of God. So in 1 minute, begin to ask your Lord, Father, favor me. Just open your mouth and pray. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Pray, begin to ask God. Favor, 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 Lord. Favor me in this ministry. Favor me in this journey. Favor my life. Favor me, O God, in my career. Favor me in what I do. Favor the works of my hands. Favor what I am, O God. Le paros getaya. Baroske palenda barabosha. My libranto kosaka payanda kosha. Bruske talia branasa. Lotegadushka banda veriotushkawa. The favor of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Let the favor of God begin to produce results. In the name of Jesus. In Exodus 11, verse 3, I'll close with that. God gave the children of Israel favor in the sight of the Egyptian. Now look at the circumstances that surround when they went to make demand. When every time I look at that scripture, it blows my mind. But the children of Israel went to ask the Egyptians to give them gold, resources, material things, when they were mourning for their children. That is the wrong time to ask for anything. Not just their children, their firstborn. Their firstborn, the Bible says, every firstborn or first son. They were mourning, they were crying for their children that were dead. And that was when you asked to go and ask for favor. That is what it is. When favor is upon a man, it doesn't matter the situation of the man. Once he sees your face, he responds to your demand. Father, I pray favor that will make people respond to their demand. No matter the situation they find themselves, they sacrifice, go out of their way to make it happen for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that favor manifest. Let that favor manifest. Let that favor manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I'm praying for favor, I begin to speak healing to families. I begin to speak healing to your body. I begin to speak healing to your finances. I begin to speak healing right now. Let the power of God begin to bring deliverance to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break every yoke of darkness. I break every yoke of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me somebody. I need to pray. I don't know who is Alice, wherever you're hearing me from. The power of God is coming upon your physical body. The hand of God is coming upon you. Whatever the hand of the enemy has done to interfere with you, I break that yoke. Every report, medical report, that is not favorable, be canceled now. In the name of Jesus, I speak God's power. I speak God's mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, show yourself strong. Show yourself strong in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know who is Judith, but I begin to counsel curses that has placed limitation on you and your children. I command that curse to be broken, and I release the favor of God to begin to open doors. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone that just lost their job, my God, and is a consign, the Lord is commanding favor that in the next few days, there shall be a miracle because the favor is released right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is released now in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know who is this particular person in the family, that this is almost the second or third time you want to go for surgery. You wonder what is that, is a demonic attack. I cast that demon spirit right now. That surgery is reversed right now. That surgery is reversed to a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release God's miraculous power to manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a supernatural power of God to be released upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the miracle is done. There is someone here. You are supposed to begin to own your own business, but it looks as if you are struggling to become, and what you are doing, it looks as if it's a struggle. You can't be able to gather the finances. The favor of God is released upon you to project partners, to bring partners. I declare that victory right now In the name of Jesus Christ, there's someone right now, you are receiving favor. It looks as if everyone has gone away from you because things went bad for you. The Lord is restoring you now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is making things happen now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is releasing his power on you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the favor of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's someone I'm praying for right now. I cancel every pattern of premature death, every covenant of death in your family. Let it be destroyed. Let it be canceled. Be canceled now. In the name of Jesus, be canceled now. By the hand of God, be canceled now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Someone right now, I don't know whether it's a son or a grandson, but they asked me to pray for Anthony. I pray for Anthony now. By the power of God, every interference of the enemy on that child over his destiny be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the education of that child be peaceful. Hey, I release peace on that boy in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare victory by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of God be made manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree the hand of God to begin to penetrate into houses right now. My God, let God begin to cancel every debt. God, show me. People are so much in debt. Their credit is so bad. I pray for a miracle now. The favor of God from this beginning of this end of the Feast of Tabernacle. Let credits right now, their credit score begin to become a miracle. Let God begin to do wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. Let debts begin to be canceled. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare miracle. I declare miracle in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. I have to stop here because the flow is so much. We'll pick it up in the next few weeks by the power of God. I can't wait to come and see what God will do. We are going to have a great time. 5 dangerous sessions back to back by the power of God. Prophetic deliverance, healing, and the word will come forth. 7th to 9th November. Please tell your neighbor, this is no longer Zoom, it will be live. Tell somebody to tell somebody. It's going to be an awesome time in the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I feel some anointing. Things are just happening right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone just lost so much money, probably in an investment. The Lord is restoring you again. The Lord is restoring you again. Oh my God, the Lord is restoring you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone right now, you have a relation. Oh my God, 2 people I'm seeing. One of them, you have a relation in Jamaica. And it looks as if there's so much trouble and affliction. The Lord is breaking that curse because it's a family curse. The Lord is breaking that curse. And there's someone in India, a relation in India, and it look as if the enemy is afflicting, and it look as if things have been lost. The Lord is commanding restoration. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me stop, and we will pick it up again. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Papa Zito, for having me. The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen.
Somebody give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing God, amazing things. I pity those that didn't make the extra effort. It's not just enough to, you know, for those that have no other option, it's one thing. But for those who just elect not to be present, the impartation is less. You want to be in the flow of things. And I just want to thank God. You know, do you see how God works? He led me to start from somewhere, and I said, I'm handing over the baton, and he's going to complete it. Do you think that just happened? God is a God who knows details. Amen? He knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know when some people wake up and smell the coffee or the chocolate. Hallelujah. Son, what can I say? When God is doing his thing, you just say, God, just wow. The prophetic declarations, and you know, I could relate, as you were mentioning names and situations, I could say, that's for this person, and that's for that person, and that's for that person. I know that situation, and I don't know that one. But God has all the details. So we declare a speedy manifestation of everything that has been spoken by the Word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, speedify, be made manifest now without delay. Let everyone that has been given a word receive their delivery right now. It is delivered. It is activated, and its purpose manifest. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your chosen vessel. We thank you for your words that have come forth. We stand in agreement as your people, and we say yes. And amen. So let it be. So it is. Done. Finished. Completed. Accomplished. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Well, son, if you want to hang around, you can still hang around, but we're going to do offering time. Please mark the 7th to the 9th. There's going to be 5 sessions. And he's going to be here, not on video. He's going to be here live. Amen. We don't want you coming and grabbing him to make sure. But he's going to be here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So just start spreading the word. Let others know. Don't be selfish with this. You know, this is a vessel that God is using mightily. And God is going to speak to everyone. In fact, I really, truly believe that those who take time to spread the word about these meetings are going to have a 1,000-fold response from God. Now, those are not just statements. I restated what I was hearing in my spirit. So you're going to get from these meetings coming up not only what is being presented, but you're going to receive even more because of the commitment that you gave to be a blessing to somebody else by telling them. I was going to send a flyer to Pastor Marcel. He was on my mind this afternoon. And I was going to send him a poster of the meetings coming up so that he can bring many from his community and spread the word up north. And I didn't get to do it yet because we do have a poster, but I wanted, there's some fine-tuning that needs to happen. And the first person I saw when I came into the building is Pastor Marcel. I said, look at that. Hallelujah. He's here to experience the ministry. And so he can boldly say, you need to be there. Hallelujah. So he can get a thousandfold return. Amen. Glory be to God. So get busy. When the poster gets up, get it on your phone, your computer, your whatever. Send it to all of your contacts. No matter where they are in the world, just send it to everybody. Be part of this. Amen. And as many as participate are going to experience the grace of God like never before. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those of you at home, I'm going to give you a few minutes. We're going to share in communion together. So if you can grab some bread, you know, whatever it is that you can use for communion, grab that. I'll give you about 3 minutes to move quickly and participate in what is happening today. I see a name that is familiar, but I don't know this person. I see a name here that stands out, Favor Enahuru. That's a very strong family, a blessed family. I declare over you today in the mighty name of Jesus that any strongholds of delay weighing you down and slowing the process of where you should be, that those weights are cut off. Snip, 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 snip. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come into the fullness of the grace that God has ordained for you, even in your family line, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give God praise. Well, in just a moment, are the people saved? Everybody saved? We're ready? Okay. Mama, if you want to come, stand with me, you may. Those of you on Facebook and YouTube, Reddit, and so many other platforms, the Lord be with you. And as we share in communion together, let the fullness of the graces of God flow richly into every life. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, on this the 8th day of what you have called the Feast of Tabernacle, we confess and we state that you have come and you have tabernacled in us. and we are tabernacled in you. We thank you, Lord, that the windows of heaven are open, the portals are open, and there is a release from the heavens upon your sons and your handmaidens in the earth. An outpouring of supernatural grace that makes it possible for men also to favor us.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Father, that your hand of favor and the hand of man of favor have clasped each other, and we sandwiched in this surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord, for this table that you've prepared before us, even in the presence of our enemies. Father, we take and we eat and we drink. And Lord, oh God, there is nothing the enemy can do about it. For this day, the enemy of our souls are frustrated. They are greatly diminished. They are under our feet. And your name is exalted in us. We take off this body and we eat to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, take and eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just say, I receive all the favors.
I receive all the favors.
Of God.
Of God.
In my life.
In my life.
Say amen.
Amen.
I know that works. I live in favor. Apostle can tell you, even during these meetings, favor has been pouring into my life. I think Apostle and Prophet said, all the blessing that should come into your life should not be what you have worked for. You don't need to struggle. It will locate you.
Amen.
May favor of God locate you.
Amen.
Doesn't matter where you are. It has happened to me. People of other religion, I have never met them from Adam. They just favor me. May you carry that anointing on your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My own family members, they call me. My mother and my father used to call me Joseph. From when I was small, that Joseph anointing is on my life. May you receive that favor in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. May all the anointings of God be yours.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Things he has committed to me to do, I don't have a way of doing it in the natural. But the favor of God has been doing them.
Yes.
You don't know anything about my life. May God give himself glory, and may we give him glory.
Amen.
Regarding the things he has used this little girl to do, by favor, may you receive that favor today in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. I can testify it works. May God put it on every one of us.
Yes.
All our family members.
Amen.
All our children.
Amen.
I wasn't feeling well. Apostle took me somewhere. I just dropped in. Somebody ran after me. I said, Mommy Zeno, Mommy Zeno. Ran out, came back, run, and put money in my hand. I don't even know this person. I'm outside. May God locate you today.
Amen.
May this not be another message you have heard and just go home and put it on the shelf. May you put a demand on it in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody say, I receive
all the favors
of God.
Of God.
Me, I don't want to operate in the level I'm operating in anymore. I want to go higher. Amen. Higher, higher,
Amen.
Higher.
Higher.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you operate in favor in your business,
yes.
In your family,
yes.
In your ministry.
Yes.
With your every member of your family, to the
In
youngest,
Jesus name.
Even from a tender age, people will begin to declare, I'm going to pay all their university up to their university level. They begin to promise, I'm going to buy them houses, and it will not be empty. It will be a real thing. In the name of Jesus, the income you've never received before shall come into your hand.
Amen.
Not because of man, but because of God.
Amen.
Father, we receive this open heaven.
Yes, Lord.
We receive this anointing of favors.
In Jesus'
favor with
name.
God and with man.
Amen.
And with good understanding.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe that, say amen. Take and
amen.
Drink.
Praise God. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, that's before I dismiss those on Facebook and YouTube and whatever. Let's have the poster that we have for the coming meetings up. And at this time also, please give unto the Lord generously your offering of faith. Release it unto the Lord. Amen? So, this is more than you can carry.
Amen.
Amen? More than you can carry. That's the manifold blessings of God beyond what you can carry. That's the abundance of God coming into your life and into mine and into the lives of everyone that is called to participate. Amen? So that's the meeting. It's the 7th to the 9th of November. Take note of that. 6:30 every evening, Friday evening, Saturday evening, Sunday evening, but also Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So 5 powerful meetings. Amen? You don't want to miss it. Mark and set apart those dates and tap into what God is going to be doing during these meetings. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
These meetings are not even going to be like he thinks they're going to be. The Lord just gave me an insight on some things that are going to be happening. It is going to be a tremendous time in the Holy Ghost. Get ready. Get ready. God is going to do something extraordinary.
Amen.
Amen? And you and I, every one of us, everybody's getting lifted.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Remember the word of the Lord. This is not about one person here, one person there. Everybody.
Amen?
Amen? If you are in this stream, you are coming up. The God who sets up the pillars is raising you up.
Amen.
Get ready. Get ready. Get ready.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ready? Okay. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for every one of you. Wednesday is Bible study, as usual. Friday is prayer meeting, as usual. And then Sunday morning and Sunday evening, we are going to experience God together. Have a great night. Enjoy the goodness of God. And let's say a quick hello to some of these saints.